Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello, welcome back to part two, or welcome to part two, not welcome back. Part one's on the feed if you haven't heard it. Off you go. Go have a listen. Tell us what you think. Hello at homosapienspodcast.com.
I feel like, and this isn't just about work, but like you can go through life either reacting to things around you, like someone wants me to do this, someone wants me to do that, or you can like spend a bit of time by yourself and be like, what do I want to do?
Exactly. And that was tough coming out, like some of the offers that I was getting, like I was just like, you lot be trying anything. You lot just want me in the show just for shits and giggles to roll across the fucking stage. Listen, I'm fully, not me doing damage control C, PR trained.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm grateful.
Can you hear the reversing noise?
Shovel. I'm grateful for like people wanting me. I appreciate that. But after like what I've done, some of the stuff, man. Fair play, I said. You tried it. And thank you.
If there is one that you can talk about ever in your life, like what's the funniest thing you've been asked to be involved with?
Oh, maybe it's too soon. Because it's not even happened yet. It's too soon. But I guess, I'll say this on air. Like I've just recently basically just been asked to do this brand new show that's coming out. But I mean, they're just putting the feelers out and I kind of get why he asked. But he asked me to be an understudy.
Oh, okay.
And I've been there, I got the t-shirt, but this was like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Girl. I like clutched my pearls a little bit. I was like, okay, this is not going to ride.
Yeah.
I did ask how much though.
Always.
Just sat behind, you know, just doing some scripts, chilling. As long as you don't announce me, I'll be there.
Do you want to create your own vision for, where is Leighton in 15 years time?
I hope so, you know. I do see it potentially for myself. Like I would love to have an idea. I actually just met up with my US management recently and it's like, okay, I need to give this a bit more of a shot. Like I signed with WME just before basically all the strikes happened in America. And I was like, oh my God, I'm like with one of the biggest agencies in America. I was like, yes. And then I came back and then Strictly happened and then I was busy. So I really want to go back out there and just hustle a little bit. It's quite nice to reinvent yourself in a place where nobody really knows what you do.
Yeah. And actually that is, America is amazing for that.
You know, it's a whole different vibe. And I think here we have a little bit of a, oh, so you're a theatre actor. Oh, you're a, luckily, I've not been into that category. Like I've kind of crossed the borders of TV, theatre, etc. But people do find it quite hard to jump across.
Yes.
You know what I mean? In America, I feel like your soap stars are your theatre stars and your theatre stars are your TV stars and they cross into the movies too. And it's all celebrated.
That's quite true. Yeah. You know?
And I had a gorgeous voice note from Hannah Waddingham actually when I was doing Strictly and she reached out to us. So nice. We worked together yonks ago. She actually was in Bad Education as well, like a little cameo. And she was just like, there's something about Americans, like they celebrate like people doing well and people like being fab. And here we're a little bit like, oh, I think he's too good, him.
Yes.
It's like, well, shouldn't I?
Yes.
Shouldn't you?
Yes.
Shouldn't we? Can we not be our own cheerleaders? Like, I don't think it's cocky having confidence. You've got to, if you can't back yourself, if you can't own it and be step into them and be like, okay, I'm going to eat this up.
Yes.
What's 4 plus 4? 8, you know? Yeah. I need to come and serve it up. Like, I'm going to give you a buffet.
Were you always like that though? Or did you have to teach yourself?
Talk.
Really?
For a little bit. I think I always had good confidence, but I don't think I had the kind of talent to back it up initially, really.
Didn't feel you did?
Not really.
Really?
And I think over the years, the more I've done, I'm like, oh, okay, I guess I'm kind of jack of all trades, master at none. I kind of love that. You know what I mean?
Yes. I mean, I think it's pretty clear that you're very talented.
No, but
you're reminding me when James Corden did Carpool Karaoke with Adele.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
He's got vocals, you know. He can sing the house down.
He actually can. And he really like goes for it with his little performance.
I mean, he's in every single musical movie ever made to man. He is, so isn't he? His agent does work overtime. Shout out.
But he said, well, that's your new agent. But he said to Adele, because he said, oh, do you want to win a Tony or something? Mm. She was like, I haven't got time for that. And he was like, when are you going to... No, she said, I'm never going to win a Tony or something. And he was like, when are you going to realise you're Adele?
You
like,
can do whatever you want, like, yeah.
Shut up.
Obviously, she's not well again, isn't she?
Oh, yeah. Do you think it's COVID?
I don't know, but can you imagine having to... Because she doesn't hide behind any, like, boom, boom, choreo, does she? She's like, microphone, I'm going to sing for y'all. I think I can hide behind, like, bits when I'm giving vocals.
Have you ever been really ill on stage?
Yes. There was one time when I played Jamie and I was, like, by the finale, I literally was clinging on to, like, the structure of the set because I was, like, about to pass out. Something was going on. Usually I know because I'm not a saviour. If I know I'm not well, ring, ring. Get the understudy on. I don't need to be in the building.
Yeah.
I've been like that from quite young, to be fair. I've always known, like, okay, I don't need to try and save the day and push through for you. Push through for who? No one cares. Mm-hmm. No one cares. Like, honestly, the realization that no one cares that much has been so freeing for me because when I first started Jamie, I was like, right, people are coming to see me. Mm-hmm. People are going to be queuing up outside. I can't take holiday. People come to see.
Yeah.
It's not Leighton Williams and Jamie. It's everybody's talking about Jamie. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I basically humbled myself and I was away. And it was the first night that I wasn't doing the show. And I was like, oh my gosh, this poor audience. They're going to be sat there. There's going to be riots on Shaftesbury Avenue. And I, like 10:30, it was the show finished. I just get like a couple of tweets. Well done, you were fab tonight. I was like, for fuck's sake. At this point, you don't know one black bitch to another. So I was like, let me just... booked literally on the holiday. I think I booked about 5 more.
That's crazy.
So yeah, I've had a few months on stage, like, and oh my gosh, sorry D'Angelo Spicels for doing this, but like I had to start paraphrasing like the songs.
Why?
Like, I was like, because I was like, the gift is not gifting right now.
Oh,
the
what voice. When you lost your voice on stage? So sorry.
This is a song called Wall in My Head. So it's Wall in My Head, and you'd have to like repeat it. And I'd be like, Wall. Head, because I'm like, I don't know if I can get through this. Like, it's really scary sometimes. But I kind of do, like, I can laugh at myself. Like, if I do a crack,
yeah,
because you and I both know this, you know, 600-700 you out there. When you hear a crack, you hear a crack.
Yeah.
So sometimes I'm like, oh, I'll just like, yeah, I'll own it in the character because I'm just like, we all know what's happened.
Yeah,
the audience. Love it when things fuck up. They're like, oh my god, we were there that night when I had my I played Angel in Rent and my coat got stuck in my wig. And because I was like, I literally went today for you, tomorrow for me. Boom, made it rain. I was like, oh, I'm about to eat this number up. And this massive fur coat was like stuck in my, and I was like, and I had to stay on the beat. I was like, it was my lucky day. I was like, my wig, help me out, my wig. And just every, like, the boys on stage just laughing at me. I love it when shit goes on. Like, falling on my face, I've done it all.
Like Beyonce with the fan, you know, she got a haircut in the fan.
But she kept singing.
It was amazing.
She kept singing. I think it's how you come back from things. My go-to, if I fall over, you jump in the splits. If you hit a bum note, then maybe try and like switch it up in the next number and just let them know I'm still good for it.
Oh, I like so, it.
Like if I fuck something up, like I'll have like a little, and I'll do something a bit extra just to... come back from it.
Just show who's still in charge.
Yeah, exactly. Just so you know, I'm aware and here's a little treat.
Have you ever got the giggles on stage or forgotten your lines?
Majorly. Oh my God. I think it was me, Brenda Edwards, Hairspray Times. We just, oh. If we catch each other, like, we'll cackle. Do you know what I mean? And, oh. I mean, I think... I've always been quite good. I'm quite good at like making people laugh and then having a straight face. So that especially on set, like if I'm,
how can you do
you've
that?
Got to let the hours go by sometimes and you need to have a lol.
Yes.
So I'll do some stupid shit and make everybody laugh and then I'm just there like,
oh
my
God.
And then we'll get into it and then I'm like, oh my God, I'm so sorry because I know that was my fault, but.
That's like the performance of a lifetime.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Am I right in saying there's two lovely things? Sorry, one lovely thing about your early years.
Yeah.
And then one really interesting thing. Mm-hmm. There's more than one interesting thing.
I was going to say, bloody hell.
Thanks.
Self proud.
Yeah. So you left school, went and did Billy Elliot, and then went on to Thriller, and then Thriller, your voice broke. So you had to go back to school and kind of go back in the closet. Is that right?
Yeah, that is right. It's a little bit confusing, even for myself sometimes. I'm like, what actually happened? Like, whenever I have interviews, I just open up my Wikipedia and I'm like, yeah, so in 2000 and like, no, so bad with dates. Yeah, so basically I was living this pretty crazy life. So I had normal like upbringing, very much normal, you know, on my stay with everybody, chilling. I was always a little bit eccentric, but like I kind of was just one of the boys. Then first year of high school, I think I did high school for me and my mum argue about this, but I'm like, mum, I went to the school. Like I was physically there. Don't tell me I wasn't there.
I love an like, argument like that with your parents.
She's like, no, you moved to London when you were in primary school. I was like, so how the fuck do I know all of these people from this like fictionary school? Like I went there. Like anyway, so yeah, I went to school, the bottom of the state called brought up for like a year, and that's what I say. I was glad I went there because it felt like I was just one of the kids, you know. And then life started to get a little bit crazy. I was back and forth from London. Billy Elliot happened, boom, just the most amazing experience. But I very much so, you know, people say, oh, did your dreams come true and stuff like that? Not really, because I didn't really have the dreams to do it. I fell into it, but really? I loved every second. It just was perfect thing for my first job. Within that, I was doing my first TV job. Got Beautiful People. Shout out to like Billy Elliot and the team, actually, because I was under contract with Billy Elliot and they just let me go and film.
Wow.
They're like, yeah, have 6 weeks off. We can see that this is going to be great for your career.
That's amazing.
Thank goodness, right? So then Beautiful People, basically my London life was one thing and my Manchester life was another. And I did get sacked from Thriller. So Thriller was after these things and my voice was just, it was breaking, basically. Yeah. I was 14 years old trying to sing Michael when he was like 8.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Like, this is not really going to pop. But even then, I was quite business savvy. I was like, let's just get it on the CV, darling. Like, let's get it on the CV, then we can duck. You know what I'm saying? So I think I was a little bit aware, or maybe I was fooling myself. I'm like, you can do this. You're going to be fine. But I barely made it through, like, many performances, really. But that whole bubble of, like, so I was going to Silver Youngs at the time, just finished Billy Elliot, filmed my first season of Beautiful People, so it's on telly, just the original West End cast of Thriller, like everything was going pretty fab for a young kid. And then I got expelled from the theatre school and I got sacked from Thriller. So I was like, oh, okay, I guess I'm gonna have to go home. And I was like, just, that was probably the worst. If I think of like the worst time of my life, it's probably that, because it was just like, it's horrible. Mm-hmm. Wasn't doing anything that I loved, wasn't surrounded by people that I felt like I could be myself with again. I did go back and chill with some of my old friends and it was all right, but in my soul I knew I wanted to be in London with like my besties and you know, your first boyfriends and stuff like that. I experienced all of that in London.
Really? At 14?
Yeah, just kind of like, you know,
you had boyfriends?
Yeah, just like boyfriends. Wow. At school and, you know, kissy witty and all that, like just cute stuff.
Yeah.
So very much so was like living that life like every other teenager, really. Like I felt like I should have. And then I had to just cut it all off and like throw the pink away. Throw the like the top man days where you just, I just wear like a shitty pink top and like,
yeah,
awful little plimsoll shoes and just like
the white plimsolls.
Oh my god,
they
you
were the
know
best,
it.
Weren't they?
All the bangles, the safari scarf.
Yes.
Dare I say Crocs? But Crocs are back now, so period.
Everything comes back eventually.
You know what I mean? That's why I try not to chuck things out. But yeah, I basically, me and my mum started to fall out. I kind of resented her a little bit. I think I was probably projecting, to be honest, but there was loads of shit going on at home too, which I just was like, I don't really want to be in this space. It was chaotic. My siblings, it's like four of us in the house, as well as my mum and my stepdad at the time. So it's just like, it was just a lot. So I ended up pretty much moving in my granddad. I really love him. And I remember when we were there, I was like, after school, I was like on a mission. It's like, okay, how do we get back to London? It was like, project, get me back to London.
Yeah.
We emailed every school. I think one school was like willing to enroll me at like, I mean, this is why I felt like my mum, because I was like, I think I was like maybe 14, 15 and they were going to let me go to their college, like without even finishing my GCSEs. And I was like, fuck this. I was like, I'm going. And my mum was like, obviously my mum was telling me what to do, but it's weird for me to say that because me and my mum have a weird dynamic. Like since I started working, I kind of just did whatever I wanted to do.
Really?
It was really bad. Like, I remember one time ringing her and I was like, oh, mum, I'm going to Paris. I was like 14. She was like, what? I was like, yeah. And she's like, oh, have fun. Like, it was like, I kind of had rules, but I didn't. I was chaperoned a lot, but like, just, it was weird. Weird
but
and wonderful.
Fearless.
But, yeah. Like, I just kind of just cracked on. But I remember on my bike, like, buzzing to and from school and just like, the project was just like, how do I get back to what like the life that I kind of had and the life that I think I need to live. And thank gosh, the second season of Beautiful People got commissioned.
I said that's what took you back.
And it took me back and it literally was like life imitates art. Like Beautiful People saved me. I met these two wonderful ladies I was with last night. They're my guardian lesbian mothers and they took me in at the age of 14, 15. And then that was me. Like, it's literally until a couple of years ago, I bought my own place and I was with them pretty much the whole time.
And were they the producers of Beautiful People?
So yeah, so Maria was the line producer.
Right.
And then Val like works in tech and stuff. And growing up from the age of 14 in a lesbian household, a gay household, like it was like, we were the norm in that house.
That's great.
Do you know what I mean? So then
yeah,
just everything just kind of fell into place. And I mean, obviously we had our moments through like all family and things. It's hard, isn't it? All of a sudden, they just got this random kid living with them.
They probably just invited you for the weekend.
Yeah, and I'm like, I'm staying, pulling my suitcase. And
is anyone going to tell later?
He needs to go home. And then, yeah, the rest is history. I literally just, the most normal years of my life, really. I started a new theatre school, Italy Conti. They took me in. Thank goodness for like people offering in scholarships and all of that. Like, I literally would not have been able to do it without that.
Mm.
A lot of help from generous people along the way.
Yes, that's amazing. And but you are really fearless. And so I wonder when you're scared.
I get quite scared when I'm pushed out of my comfort zone doing things that I've not necessarily done before, i.e. like prepping for things. Or do I get scared for auditions and stuff now? I guess I do. I do feel a new sense of resilience after doing Strictly, like after doing that live element of millions of people. Like I remember walking into this audition, which I actually got, which is I'm going to do in the summer.
Mm.
And I was just like, let's fucking do this. Yeah. It was like a big, big one, but I was like, I've got this, you know?
That's great.
And I guess growing up, like, I kind of saw some like shit that you shouldn't really be seeing as a kid. And like sometimes life was shit and many different elements as to why that was. I wanted to very concentrate on like making a life that I know I deserve to live. Do you know what I mean? I get scared, I guess, of losing, like being in touch with like reality sometimes. I need like reality checks.
Yeah.
Life can be a bit like, woo, sometimes. And
yes.
One call my mum, I'm snap back to reality. It's all good.
No.
It's like, what's that? Who's this? Da, 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 da. I'm like, it's great. You
yes.
know what I mean? Even though she thinks she's famous now, which is the problem.
Just let her think that.
Honestly, she's pitching to my agent for shows and everything. I'm like, mum, please relax.
Really?
Please, yeah.
Does she want to do like a Jack Whitehall?
She is all
style.
Over it. Like, shout out to Hillary as well, because she's making that bag too. Like, she wants that. She'd be on this podcast.
Leighton, thank you for swinging by. I loved chatting with you. He's an uplifting soul. He's doing amazing stuff. So thank you. Thank you to everybody for listening. I hope you enjoyed that. If you didn't, well, what can I say? Next time, we hope to please you more. I know that you did, though. How could you not? Leighton's a dream. So that's that. Now, get in touch, as ever, hello@homosapienspodcast.com, @homosapiens on Instagram, TikTok, you know what it is. I don't. Yeah, that's it. Do you know what I'm doing today? I'm going to go to the premiere of Layla, which is Amru Al-Kadi's film, at the BFI London Flair Film Festival. Oh, dear. I just nearly bumped into that car. That's not good. So we'll be reporting on that as well. Okay, everybody. Bye now.
Catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Powered by Spirit Studios.